The birds, who couldn't find a roosting place, hung around him in a living thunderhead. They turned him on his levitating heels and carried him toward the changeling, who had now advanced to the center of the bridge and squatted there. The boots and rotted pillow tick coat had been left behind for the nonce on the town side of the bridge. What waited for Cy Thoughtful reared up on its back legs, forelegs pawing the air, red mark on its hairy belly all too visible, was Dan Teete, the little Red King. The man floated to his fate, shrieking and eyeless. He thrust his hands out in front of him, making warding-off gestures, and the spider's front legs seized one of them, guided it into the bristling maw of its mouth, and bit it off with a candy cane crunch. Sweet. 8. That night, beyond the last of the oddly narrow, oddly unpleasant townhouses, Roland stopped in front of what had probably been a smallhold farm. He stood facing the ruin of the main building, sniffing.
What, Roland? What?
Can you smell the wood of that place, Susanna?
She sniffed. I can, as a matter of fact. What of it?
He turned to her, smiling. If we can smell it, we can burn it. This turned out to be correct. They had trouble kindling the fire, even aided by Roland's slyest tricks of trail craft and half a can of Sterno. But in the end, they succeeded. Susanna sat as close to it as she could, turning at regular intervals in order to toast both sides equally, relishing the sweat that popped out first on her face and her breasts, then on her back. She had forgotten what it was to be warm, and went on feeding wood to the flames until the campfire was a roaring bonfire. To animals in the open lands further along the path of the healing beam, that fire must have looked like a comet that had fallen to earth, still blazing.